Do you as a mom ever find that you struggle with your identity and your worth? I mean, that's almost a rhetorical question, right? But I think if we were all honest, we would get real with ourselves, right? That we probably all do. Sometimes maybe it's a little bit of an identity issue. Sometimes it's a little bit of worth. Sometimes it goes back and forth. And for me, it depends on the day. Some days I feel stronger in it than others. And what really helps me is when I listen to other women and hear their stories and also get really real with myself, but really real with our God and go to the source and see what he says about identity and worth. And if you're listening to this podcast today, perhaps you're in a season where you're just a little confused or a little overwhelmed or maybe both as far as who are you now as a mom and what is your worth? Is your only worth in being a mom, or do you have worth more than that?
The Energized Mama Podcast, a place where we explore together
how to raise those littles to know the Lord
while growing in your own intimacy with Jesus, learning how to keep your energy
while handling the inevitable stress,
and rediscovering yourself outside of motherhood. It is possible. Let's do it together.
Mommy. Mama.
The Energized Mama.
Yeah.
You might do.
Hey mama, I've been on a quest to find the perfect gut health drink, and I have some good news for ya. I finally struck gold with Cabana Cultures. If you, like me, have a sensitive digestive system, especially postpartum, you'll appreciate how they've tailored their coconut water kefir to be gentle yet effective. What really sets Cabana Cultures apart is their approach. These drinks are non-carbonated and feel more like a refreshing juice than any fermented beverage I've tried before. The lack of fizz and the light texture make it super easy to drink, especially if fizzy drinks tend to upset your stomach. Flavor-wise, they've hit the nail on the head. It's low in sugar, but rich in tangy citrus and coconut flavors that are pronounced yet not overwhelming. I personally love their coconut lime. It's a delicious departure from the often too sweet or overly sour options out there. Every sip feels like a mini escape to the beach, making me look forward to my daily gut health ritual. Their commitment to, air quotes, healthy gut and happy life isn't just a slogan. It's evident in every single bottle. Packed with live probiotics and essential electrolytes, these brews support hydration and overall wellness without compromising on taste or gut comfort. So for anyone looking to support their digestive health with a product that's crafted with care and tailored for sensitive systems, Cabana Cultures might just be exactly what you've been searching for. It's truly more than a health drink. It's a daily treat that supports my well-being from the inside out. And they've been so gracious to offer my listeners 20% off your first order. Just head on over to cabanacultures.com and use the code ENERGIZED at checkout. And if any of these questions are spinning around in your head, or as I'm saying them, if you're feeling these little like pitter-patter in your heart, like, oh my gosh, yes, that feels like me, you're in a good place, because today on the Energized Mama Podcast, I have a very special treat for you. I have a woman that I'm just so blessed by the interwebs. I'm so thankful for technology sometimes because it really connects me to dynamic people like my guest today. Her name is Jenna Hodge of Purpose Intended. She is a Christian mom of three boys. And what I love about her and why she's here today is she's all about balancing self-care and your child's needs. So it's not about just being one or the other, but she has such a great message about how you can blend them both all together. So without further ado, I'd like to humbly and happily welcome Mrs. Jenna Hodge to the Energized Mama Podcast. Hey, girl.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are so, so welcome. How is the day in the life of Jenna Hodge today? How are you and your three boys?
We're good. We're good.
It's a busy life sometimes. Mm-hmm. I know you and I, right before we started recording, we were talking about how your youngest little man is three, and remind me again, how old is your oldest?
Well, he's about to turn three next month, and then my oldest will turn seven, and then okay. I have one in the middle.
Wow, so seven, is it 7, 5, and 3?
It currently 6.5, 5.5, and 2.5. About to be 7, 5.5, and 3.
Yes, when they do that next birthday. And has it felt like it's just gone by so fast?
Yes and no. Both. To yes. get to every time, like, my oldest gets older, the other two, it doesn't really, I don't feel like it impacts me that much, but when my oldest turns another year, every year that happens, that is like, whoa, okay, it is kind of going fast. When he started kindergarten for the first time,
right,
last year he started first grade, and now he's going to be in second grade. Like, you can definitely see him mature and everything. Like, yes. It makes me feel, because I had him younger, so, like, it kind of, it's cool that we're, like, growing up together.
Yeah.
So in a sense, obviously the days are long, but, right. You know, and it's also the easier short to think, like, well, I've already been a mom for 7 years already.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing about our eldest, is they're like markers, you know, it's like they're markers for your mom life, you know, it's, I try to remember as best as I can when I have a mom friend or a mom in my family, when it's their kid's birthday, if I, you know, say happy birthday to their kid, if it's their first one, I really try to say happy birthday to them as a mom, you know, because it's iconic. I remember, like, people talking about that before I was a mom, and now since being a mom, I'm like, wow, I get that. I get why it's such a big moment in those, you know, in a life as a woman. Like, I even try on my husband's birthday, you know, I try to give a little text out to my mother-in-law, like, hey, my goodness, oh, you know, sweet. 44 years. Yeah. Yeah, just being a mom, like, how I look at my husband, and I'm not sure if you've done this, but I could so see it as a boy mom, right? Looking at your husband, looking at your boys, and just thinking, like, gosh, someday, like, I'm going to be that mama, and, you know, Lord willing, we at least I intend and I pray that I'm helping raise good husbands, and someday, you know, my boys will or could be fathers, and it's just, like, it's surreal to think about where they'll be at that point. But of course, I have you on today because, you know, my podcast speaks into the lives and the hearts of moms with littles. So we're talking mostly moms that have kids 5 and under, or at least one, you know, child that's 5 and under. And I feel that there is just this curse almost that can sometimes fall upon us as moms, especially in today's society, because unlike our moms, who, of course, they had maybe some comparison with TV and they had magazines and things, but we are now just inundated all the time about who we're supposed to be as a mom, and you're supposed to do this and that. We have so many expectations thrown at us all the time from even the most well-meaning, you know, we have a lot from our families, even ourselves. So before we get, you know, diving down this honestly beautiful rabbit trail, I feel like that it's going to be, because we need to sometimes go down rabbit trails. There's some we need to steer clear, and then there's some that it's like people don't talk enough about. But before we talk more about, like, identity and worth, I'm wondering if, Jenna, if you can help us, like, just define, like, how would you define identity and worth, especially for moms who might feel lost in this battle, in this everyday to day of parenting their little ones?
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like, yes, it's easy to, like, quote unquote, lose yourself, or feel like, you know, I'm never going to have my old life back again. When you first become a mom, especially in those, like, first few years, like the newborn phase, the postpartum phase, and, like, even into early toddlerhood, like, depending on what your circle looks like and your support system and all that, it can be amazing and it can be really isolating and really lonely. And, like, for me personally, I had kids before my peers did, so it was very isolating and lonely. I didn't have a village in that sense. I didn't have mom friends, like, and I was younger than them. They were still, like, in the just graduated, starting a career kind of scene, and we had been married and already had a first baby, so, like, totally different seasons of life. So I understand that feeling 100%, but also, like, I knew I wanted to be a mom, so I understand the balance, or, like, trying to balance, I would say, like, sometimes it's the guilt of, like, you know, like, I wanted this, but I don't want this,
right.
And how do you, like, figure that out.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I would hope and pray that majority of us moms don't regret our children, you know?
Right.
But sometimes we do regret, like, not regret, that's a really bad word, but, you know, like, wish sometimes that we could, like, go back.
Yeah. If I knew then what I knew now, kind of thing.
Right. But, obviously hindsight's 20/20, and there's nothing in this world that could prepare you for that moment until you actually fully experience it. Like, you can read all the books, talk to all the people, but you still don't know what pregnancy and birth and having your own child is until you go through all those things.
Right.
But I think, like, realizing that that's not necessarily a bad thing, that like your old life is gone, but it also doesn't mean that you can't have what you still want to have while being a mom. And that's really what I help moms do, is realize, come to that reality of you can have both, and not listen to society say like, oh, because your mom this, but like fill in the blank, your mom now, so your body will never look the same. You're a mom now, so you can't have your time back. You're a mom now, so you can't do those fun things you want to do anymore. And it's like, I don't believe any of those are 100% fact. So yes, your body will never be 100% the same, because your anatomy and like your bone structure will be permanently different, but there's a lot of things you can change.
Right.
And there's a lot you do have control over, and it's it's more of an empowering and encouraging mindset to like take back what can you control, focus on those things, and stop worrying about the things you can't.
Then
you'll feel so much better about where you're at.
Yes.
And not let motherhood consume you, but like you'll own it.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, no, it makes total sense, because it's amazing in these mom circles that I'm in, and I was very much like you when I first became a mom. I did so in a foreign country. I had just moved there about a year ago, before I became a mom, and then COVID hit. So it was like any sense of community anybody had or built, I think, exactly gone, right? And that can be really isolating and really hard. And when you think about identity, I'm such a word nerd, by the way. So I'm always like looking up definitions and what is, you know, the depth of this word mean. And like identity, according to the dictionary, because I think we could definitely say that, like, I'm sure God gives it a more even depth definition. But even just the dictionary says that identity is the fact of being who or what a person or thing is, which motherhood in and of itself really redefines our identity, because like you said so well, like you're no longer that person, but that's also okay. You know, like I feel like you helped give a permission slip to moms listening that it's okay to not have to be that person, but let's focus on what we can control, which is so powerful. It's so powerful. And that's actually what I teach my mamas in my Energized Mama Method, is so many moms are feeling exhausted and overwhelmed. And so often, you know, I have moms ask me like, Cheyenne, how do you have more energy? Or how can I get more energy? And sometimes I feel like we as young moms try to go about it in the wrong way. And we try to go to things instead of, you know, looking at, like you said, Jenna, like, well, what can we control? Because there is so little that we can, but that is such a stressor and drainer and exhausting in someone's life if we try to focus on the things we can't control versus the things that we can. And so what I'm curious your thoughts on, you know, as we dive deeper into identity and worth, though, are what are some things, especially with the people, the women that you've been helping, you know, what are some common challenges you see moms facing, especially when it comes to like fully embracing their sense of this new self, right? This new person they are as a mom. Like, what are some common challenges you see women come against?
Well, sleep is a huge factor. And I feel like when you're not taking care of yourself physically,
right,
obviously that's going to affect your mental and emotional health, especially sleep. Like, that is, that's free. That is one you actually can control. Just some people may be like, no, wait, I can't have a newborn. I've been there, so, like, I get it, but I don't want to, like, minimize people's circumstances and situations, but also say, like, stop with the letting society get in your head of all these limitations and excuses and the but. Like, that's gonna keep you from truly experiencing it and living it to the fullest and enjoying it and being the best version of you and as a mom that you can be. And so, like, I think we moms just get so overwhelmed quickly because of all the demands, obviously,
right,
which is a lot,
yes,
put on us. But and then if you add that into the list of things that we need to do for ourselves, and if you put all that together, then of course, like, we are depleted, and so we just kind of get to this spiral of like, I'm never even going to reach the surface, much less get over it. And so then the thoughts come in, and that's where you start with, like, you know, I don't even know who I am anymore. I'm losing myself. What do I even like to do? Like, if, you know, if you got a free day, what would you do? I don't even know where I start because, like, it's been mm-hmm. so long. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear that a lot. It's been so long. It's been mm-hmm. so long. You know, like, or I don't know, the energy or whatever. And it's, like, let's say you're only a couple years into motherhood. It's not like you're that much older. You know, it's not like right. 20, 30 years have passed. So you can't blame it on, like, age or time in a sense because a couple years is really not that long. In the grand scheme of things, as you know, Christians, we know time is really infinite.
Yeah.
But for us as humans, it's finite, that at least what we can understand. And so, like, it's so easy to fixate on those little things, but especially when you're in the thick of it, when you are depleted, you can't see the big picture. And so when you're able to take care of yourself, therefore take better care of your little ones, then you're able to see the bigger picture. So the little things don't affect you so much and so quickly and so easily, and you won't get back down into that spiral.
Yes, because it really can spiral so quickly too. You know, it's like you said, even moms who are, say, out of the newborn phase, and they find themselves in their youngest is 2-3 years old at this point. And it's just amazing how, we also talked about this before we started recording, about how it can go fast, but sometimes not, because the days are long, right? It's like, that is the infamous thing I think of moms with littles, but it is amazing how, if we don't, I feel, take that intentional time, because yes, we are so limited by time in the natural, right, as humans. If we don't take that intentional time now, so many things do spiral to where you could wake up in 3-4 years and be like, wow, like, I'm still not sleeping, I'm still not taking care of myself. So I'm curious, from your perspective, Jenna, is what would you recommend, like, in your experience, what are some practical steps that moms can take to, say, like, balancing self-care with also their demanding needs of their kids? Because we are talking to moms, right, who are, like, helping with the potty training and the, you know, feeding their kids and the breaking up of sibling arguments, right? It's like, we know they've got a lot on their plate. But so with keeping that in mind, we still want to make sure they get self-care. So what are some practical steps that you would offer moms?
Like I said earlier, I would start with sleep, both for you and your children. Get your kids on a consistent sleep schedule, especially if they're little, because that's kind of like your foundation for your day and your time.
Yeah.
And then you could structure where you want to fit just you in, you with the kids, whatever, because you've got that, like, consistency. Like, I said my kids' ages earlier, but they have a consistent bedtime and wake-up time, and my youngest has a consistent nap time. For the most part, now they're getting older and some are in different activities and whatnot, I do bend some things from time to time, but I'm still pretty, like, I wouldn't say the word strict, but kind of, on keeping that consistent, mm-hmm. because, one, I believe they need it, and obviously they're growing. They need sleep more than we do, but we obviously need sleep too. And then it also helps me structure my day better, and then when I'm structuring my day really well and filling in those gaps for myself, then I'm able to, when they're with me, pour into them. So that's my biggest tip. And then also making sure that throughout the day you are becoming really self-aware of what your needs are throughout the day, because, like, you know, don't let your blood sugar get too low.
Yeah.
We get hangry just like our kids get hangry, or don't get dehydrated. I mean, it's like the basic things that, like, you know, if you are shaky and about to pass out or hangry and ragey, you know, it's not going to take much from your baby or your toddler to, like, you know, or you're sleep deprived, you're going to snap and then regret it. You don't want to be falling asleep at the wheel, or, you know, like, things like that, to where you just keep pushing you off, away, because instead of the kids, but kids can't have you if you keep pushing you away.
Yeah.
You know, like, the whole, obviously, the analogy of, like, being on the airplane, you put your oxygen mask on first before your kids. They will be fine for 5 more minutes or 2 more minutes or 30 seconds even for you to go, like, take a couple bites of something or drink some water, or, like, if they're older and you need to lay down and close your eyes for a second and they're sitting right next to you for, like, 5 minutes, so you know, or something like that, or you need to structure your time better. That, which is hard to hear sometimes, but, like, you are the only person you have complete control over.
Exactly.
You cannot control your kids as much as you may like them. You can't, and you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Because they are not yours.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what my husband and I talk about all the time, is our kids are not ours. They're God's, you know?
Amen.
He has allowed us to have responsibility over them on this earth, but they're not always with us.
Yeah,
even so true. Even as little, like, they're not with us 24 hours
right?
a day.
You know? Our littles aren't with us right now.
Yeah, exactly. They're at school, or someone's watching them, yeah. or whatever. Yeah. Like, we have to trust God enough to know, like, He's going to take care of them when they're not with us.
Yes.
Because ultimately they're His, and like, we're not claiming them. They're
right.
not possessions.
Right.
You know.
This is
so when you like stop trying to do that and control yeah. things and people you yeah. can't and shouldn't control.
Yeah.
Focus on you first. That's not selfish. That's selfless because you've got to give to them, honestly,
mm-hmm.
especially when they're younger. That's your job.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want like a caretaker taking care of your kids that hasn't slept in a couple of days.
Right.
Or,
right.
you know,
so
doesn't take care of themselves and can't even climb up by the stairs or might. So they might drop your kid or whatever. I mean,
right.
I'm extreme, but like,
wow.
You want someone who's happy, hopefully happy, but like healthy and well rested, and
yes.
you know, got a good overall balance in their life.
Yes.
Taking care of them. Well, if you're the primary caretaker, why aren't you expecting the same expectations from yourself?
Wow. Wow, Jenna, that was a really powerful visual for myself, but I'm sure so many other moms listening, like, it's really asking ourselves this question, what kind of expectations or desires would we want for our child's caretaker? You know, like for those of us that have school-age children, what are you hoping that their teacher is doing, right? It's almost like that, it's like that, that philosophy or that mindset of like, you know, what kind of advice would you give a friend? Kind of like, would you be doing, like, what would you give a friend?
Right.
You should be doing that for yourself. And, you know, I, as to kind of close on this note, I think I want to make sure that I bring some attention to what something that I think is such a crucial role in my life and also in every mom's life, not just sleep. And I love that you emphasize that though, because it really is like a domino effect if you don't, or when you do get sleep in a positive way. But I'm curious what you'd have to say, Jenna, about, you already mentioned a few things, but what role would you say community plays in mom's self-care and self-worth, like, and how can a mom find or build the supportive network in their lives?
I feel like we have, this is again gonna kind of, I don't know why I'm speaking like harsh truths today, but like,
do it.
It's gonna sound harsh, but
do it.
No change is gonna happen if you don't actually make these changes, so
right.
There's really no excuse to not have community.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many billions of people are out there in the world, and how many mothers are there in this world? Whether your kid's in a school or not yet, like, at least there's a virtual community,
yep.
hello, like, social media, all these mom groups, you know? So there's plenty of ways to find it if you don't already have it, but not only speaking to adults, number one, but you gotta have adults you speak to in your life, you know? But speaking to adult, like, mom friends, people who are in your season,
yes.
and or a little bit ahead of you, maybe,
mm-hmm.
or behind you, like, that can relate in some way, really helps just to like fill your cup in a different way, you know, that like speaking to your husband won't, because they will never be a mom, you know.
Yep.
Now obviously they fill a different role, but or even to family members sometimes, it just depends on who it is, but like having someone who's kind of in it,
mm-hmm.
or close to it, really, like you think about how good you feel after you like go get your hair done, you talk to your hairstylist. You know, it's kind of like a therapy
yes.
session. That's how,
yes.
like, that's what I feel after I have, like, a play date.
Mm-hmm.
My kids have a play date, and I'm
mm-hmm.
talking to my mom friend.
Yep.
Like, even if we get interrupted 5,000 times and don't actually, like, finish a complete thought, it's like,
yes.
I didn't realize how much I needed that, you know? Or you never know what you're going to talk about or what's going to come up, but, like, until
mm-hmm.
afterwards, and you're like, I needed that. Like, that
yeah.
feels so good.
Yeah.
Because it's, we keep a lot of stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
Humans in general, but definitely moms, because we're supposed to, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, be tough
mm-hmm.
and suck it up, and we're supposed to be superheroes and do everything, and I think when you just kind of like level that playing field a little bit, it's like, oh, I'm not the only one that does that, okay, and then we can start laughing about it, or, you know,
yeah.
find some, even if it may be a hard season, like, then you could support each other in it. So I definitely think it's very important.
Yeah. Well, and I love that you were like, hashtag harsh truths, here we go, just gonna drop some. But I'm all about that. Like, that's what I pride myself in this podcast is I'm like, moms, we ain't got time for false truths, for false things, right? It's like, that's not going to free us. That's not going to give us what we actually need. Jesus didn't do that. He didn't, you know, step around, you know, issues. He went right in. And he did it with kindness and love, but it was also, right, like when he would heal people, like, you're healed, but go and sin no more. So it just, you just reminded me, and I think you gave some really great examples about how important community is, and also how sometimes we can be our biggest hindrance to having community. It just really does. I love how you said it. We don't need perfect. We just need connection. And I think that if we wait on perfect connection, it won't ever be there. So if it is just a mom date, if it is, like you said, being interrupted 47 times, it is what it is. And I also can attest that I also always feel better, even if it's a fraction, even if it's 5% better, I always feel better when I'm around another mom, because there is that sense of like a me too and a gathering. Yeah. And also in the word of God, right? He says we're made for community. We're meant to connect. Yeah. Where you never know like what a blessing you can be in this other mom's life and maybe what she's meant to be in yours. And so I just want to say, as we bring the episode to a close, like, moms, if you're listening, I know that I feel there's no better community often than in person, but we also know that in this day and age, you know, we don't always also get to choose where we're living in life. Maybe you have followed your husband's job somewhere. Maybe you're in a community that doesn't have a lot of people, or you haven't connected organically with these women, but don't let that stop you from connecting with community. And if you're looking for a place and a space where you can just be raw and real and accepted and loved on, and you want to share some mom funny jokes and things, you know, I have a totally free community on Facebook that I would just love to welcome you with open arms. The other ladies would love to have you there too. We're called Mom Nation Community because we really believe that together that we can stand united together, and you can find the link to that below. But another great resource for you guys is Beyond My Facebook group. I would love if any of you were touched by what Jenna said today and you'd like to reach out to her and ask a question or connect with what she's doing. Jenna, I would love, can you please share with my audience where they can do that and how they can connect with you online?
Yes, I'm on Instagram. I just actually changed my handle, but just look up Jenna Hodge. And then also on Facebook, you can find me, I'm sure, somewhere there. But I would love to connect for sure.
Awesome. And mamas, if you're like in the carpool line or something, you're driving, that's where I often listen to podcasts. I'll make sure I spell all that out and put her links below. But Jenna, I just want to say on behalf of myself, all the mamas listening, thank you so much for taking your precious time out today and pouring into us.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Every mama listening, please just be encouraged and know that you have far more worth than you ever could imagine, that your identity is safe and secure in Christ. And again, you need other sisters or mamas to remind you of that. Come on, girl, just click that link below. We'll come connect. We'll come love on you. But thank you so much. If this episode blessed you, please just hit that share button and share it around with another mama who needs to hear this beautiful message that Jenna shared here today. I just thank you guys again for listening. You are loved. You are seen. And here is a big virtual